Coming up, it's Sylvia, a play, a main stage production at the Monon Depot Theater for Civic Theater Lafayette. And joining me is the director, John Collier. Hi, welcome.
Good day. How are you today, John?
Good. This is a comedy, and at the same time, it's a little bit about relationships and sort of this midlife crisis. Tell us a little bit about why you decided to direct Sylvia. How did this come about?
Interesting. So I've been familiar with Sylvia for many, many years. In fact, I directed it at Civic Theater about 22 years ago. I think it was 1996 or 97. And we did it then as part of, I think we called a Stage 2 series at Civic, which was not main stage, and it was a whole new series that Civic had established back then that, you know, lasted several years. And it was just a show that I had heard about and found very endearing and appealing when I read the script. And when I was asked a year or more ago if I would be interested in directing it again, I said, absolutely. I jumped on the chance.
Oh, cool. A return to it. My guest is John Collier, and the opening night is September 7th. It goes through the 22nd right there in downtown Lafayette. If you're not familiar with the story, and I think this was interesting, I guess Sarah Jessica Parker had originated the title characters,
the role Sylvia, correct,
you know, as the dog.
Back in the 96
production. And then later, her husband would be a character in the Broadway production.
In the revival, right?
You know?
Exactly.
Just like, I think that's so interesting.
Yeah.
This is always, to me, about relationships, and I imagine it speaks today as it did 20 years ago and when it first, you know, opened.
Absolutely. You know, we are playing the piece in the mid-1990s because that's when it was written. And there are lots of references to things that were pertinent in the 90s. So it was going to be difficult to work around that. Plus, with the invention of cell phones, it's changed everything with regard to how you can actually do productions and have them be credible if you're trying to play something that really was written in the 90s today. You know, most people would think, well, why don't they just pick up the cell phone and call somebody? Well, they didn't have them then. So, we're playing it in the 90s. It's still very pertinent. You know, the relationship issues, especially the human-animal bond relationship is still, I think, very, very consistent with how, you know, what we hear about things today with men and women's interactions with their pets. You know, they're like family members, and that's, in essence, how what Sylvia becomes.
Yeah, and to me, I also think that it's a small cast, and so I think it probably works quite well within your space, you know, it's very
Absolutely.
Intimate, so
yes.
If someone hasn't experienced this is an ideal play to come see.
It really is. You know, Civic Theater is, as you say, a small theater. It seats 155. It's a very intimate theater. It's a thrust stage, which means it comes right out into the audience, so the audience is really seeing all sides of the production. You know, there are four actors in the show. There's the part of Greg, the husband, his wife, Kate, and then obviously Sylvia, the dog, who is played by a human. I heard today that someone wasn't coming to the show because they thought there was a real dog in the show, and I want to clarify, there is no real dog in the show. It's all played by a human. And then there's a fourth actor who, interestingly, plays three different roles. And so this particular actor plays the part of Tom, a guy who Greg runs into in the park when he finds Sylvia. He also plays a good friend of Kate's, and he plays the part of a woman as well named Phyllis. And then he also plays the role of their therapist in scene in the second act. So that's a real fun part for the actor who gets to play three different roles.
And I imagine with just four folks and yourself directing that it's had some great conversations. And as you prepared for this, I guess you guys started earlier this summer preparing for this.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that journey and how things have melded. And I'll also just a spoiler alert, I'll ask you a little bit about some costumes. You know, did
sure.
you see Sylvia
yeah.
as a, you
yeah.
know, a person or whatnot? But
tell
us a little bit about the journey of this summer to opening night.
Yeah. So we started rehearsals in July, end of July, and we've been rehearsing five nights a week, basically 3 hours a night since then, in preparation for the opening tomorrow night. So the journey has been great. You know, the actors, you know, all get their scripts. And so the first few, you know, couple of weeks anyway, they're completely on book. And so the transformation of the character development is amazing once they lose their scripts and can actually do the lines by memorization, you know, with a little help from the stage manager now and then. But it's amazing how far the actors, each of the roles and their characterizations have come from the very beginning of the rehearsal process to today. You know, Sylvia, you know, at the beginning, you know, again with the script, you know, she was reading the lines. And, you know, when you're trying to play the part of a dog and trying to be very physical, it's hard to get that characterization if you're holding a script in your hand. And since, you know, that script has disappeared, you know, she's been completely liberated and she's really captured the essence, I think, of a dog. Anyone who has ever owned a dog will see all of the traits that Sarah Tyner, who plays the part of Sylvia, has captured in this performance. It's really going to be great. Larry Summers plays the part of Greg. He's done an amazing job. He's a veteran actor at Civic Theater and in the community. You know, been spot on. He's got great comedic timing, and his timing has only improved as he's gone on, you know, with all the different things that he finds that we can add to the show to make it even more appealing. Laura Gordon has been in several shows at Civic Theater over the years. She plays the part of Kate. She has, you know, come so far also through the rehearsal process. It's incredible to watch how they just grow and blossom as actors when they develop these characters. And then Will Ellis, who's playing the part of the three different characters, he has the toughest challenge because he has to have three distinct characters, three distinct voices, three distinct physical ways that he carries himself. And, you know, he has done a lot of work and has grown a great deal from the beginning until, you know, I hope everyone will be very pleased when they see the final efforts at the opening night tomorrow.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I know there's a nice reception. There's a little see the offices remodeled at the Civic. Mm-hmm. And then you can catch opening night. It does go through the 22nd of this month at the Monon Depot Theater. My guest is John Collier, who's directing Sylvia. And not to give things away, but so tell us a little bit about some costumes. You know, you said that someone was a little worried that there was actually a dog, because the poster does, you know, have
it
this wonderful dog.
Right.
But I, you know, I talk to my pets, you know.
Sure.
You know, and they don't always speak back, but they certainly communicate through eyes and, you know, different noises. But tell us a little bit about putting this together.
So Susan Kissinger was my costumer, and she has done an incredible job of pulling together costumes, particularly for Sylvia, because, you know, she's a dog, but she's played by a person. And so, you know, Sylvia starts out in, you know, she's a stray that Greg finds in Central Park, brings her home, much to the consternation of his wife, Kate, who isn't all that thrilled about having a dog in the house. You know, Greg's a businessman, so we have, you know, business attire for him. Kate, his wife, is also a school teacher, so she has, you know, multiple costume changes that she has to make throughout the show. But for Sylvia in particular, you know, she starts out as this stray, and so the clothing reflects that. And I don't want to give all of it away, you know, but she's wearing, you know, human clothes. She's not, you know, she doesn't have big floppy ears or a tail or anything like that. We're playing her as a person, but who is playing a dog. And then she evolves as she changes. You know, she goes to the groomer. You know, she ends up being in Heat at some point. And so the costumes change to reflect, you know, what's actually happening in her life. And so she has like four or five different costume changes throughout the show.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
Wow. It's a wonderful play by Ara Gurney, Sylvia, that starts tomorrow night at the main stage. It's a production for the Civic Theater of Lafayette. John, it's so nice to talk to you. We're looking forward to, I guess, say, break a leg.
Thank you. I will say one little thing, that the show is adult humor. So just because it's about a dog, it's not necessarily a show that you want to bring young children to. I think we're saying, you know, 14 and older. There is some language in it that some people may not be comfortable with, but it's still a very touching. And that language is not, you know, rampant throughout the show, but there are some scenes where there is some language.
Sure. Well, we're looking forward to this opening of the 18-19 season and so much more.
Thank you.